No, I just kept pleading the blood over my kids and wife. Listen to me, young people. This is where it's at. We can bounce off these walls and scream and holler until it pierces our ears. But if we don't go home and change our cities. Wait, and I'm going to prophesy something right now, and I hope I'm not out of my place. I'm throwing something out there I felt in prayer. There has got to become an evangelism arm to this youth committee. You know what I envision today? I envision 2,000 young people blitzing a city at peak. Wait, now I'm not preaching for response. Well, that'll take away from my basketball time, or that'll take away. What happens if every once in a while Friday night at peak turns into mass crusade? After 2,000 kids have spent a couple of days for a couple of hours, just a couple of hours, strategically canvassing a city. Well, I got kids that need preached to, and I got kids that are rebellious, and I got kids with problems. Exactly, that's what I'm preaching. Your kids' problems will be fixed if you'll get them involved in the work of God. You get a kid on fire about winning souls, and he'll get rid of his spirit of rebellion. I'm not trying to get out of my place, but what have we done when we keep having meetings and we keep preaching what we're supposed to do and we don't do it? Brother Booker, am I off base? What would it be like in here tonight? We'd have to go to a big arena. A bigger arena. Oh, well. What would it feel like? What would it feel like if we had this many apostolics packed in a coliseum on top of about 1,000 or 1,500 raw sinners? Godares took me back to my room. I couldn't sleep. Spirit of intercession got on me, and I just travail and travail until literally I just, God, you got to take this away or it's going to kill me. I'm physically going to pass out from the strain of this. And I remember looking over, and it was about close to 1 a.m. in the morning, and finally I guess I passed out. And at 1:58, somewhere around there, my eyes come back open, and immediately I began to travail again. I sit up on the edge of the bed, and I said, God, I got to have some relief. You got to talk to me. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is all about. I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what's going on. And I felt like the Lord impressed me to get up and get dressed, and I got up and got dressed. This has changed me, folks. I'm not the same evangelist. I'm not the same man. I got in that old brown Dodge, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I started driving. A few minutes later, I, not even realizing where I went, I was sitting in the parking lot of Duke University. I thought it had something to do with Duke. I was praying, God, if there's an open door here, help us to meet the right person. Help us get something started here. Just burden for Duke, burden for North Carolina, burden for that triangle. God, you got to do something. There's kids from all over the world at this place. And finally, it started lifting. I thought, okay, it's gone. I'm going to go home. And I put the truck in drive. And just as I was about to pull out of the parking lot, I looked back up into the campus. And there was a sidewalk. And I will frequently go back there so I don't forget what I'm preaching to you tonight. There was one sidewalk lamp with a bench underneath it, and there was a man sitting on there on the bench, and something just told me to get out and go talk to him. I thought, okay, 2:30 in the morning, but what I got to lose? Here we go. So I got out of the truck, and I walked across the parking lot, and I got from about here to the end of this platform, and I seen a little Chinese man sitting with his legs crossed and a Bible open in his lap. And I stepped up to him, and he didn't even hardly look up. And I said, sir, I said, my name's Cody Marks. And he said, I'm Chan Ling. And I said, I'm a minister. And I said, if you would like, I said, I know some things. God's given me some understanding of the scripture. And if you'd let me, I'd like to share those things. And all of a sudden, I seen this scorn, this scowl come across his face, and I thought, my God. And this is what he said. He said, well, I'd say you're almost too late. And I said, excuse me? He said, well, I said,